This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Livestock slaughter methods debate: pros and cons of ethical eating. Explore the heated debate around livestock slaughter methods and the ethical questions behind meat consumption, plant-based diets, and clean meat alternatives. Livestock slaughter methods debate: what's really at stake? Hey, so I've been thinking a lot about the whole livestock slaughter debate lately, and it's kind of one of those topics that can stir up some strong opinions, right? Everyone seems to have a different take. Some people are really focused on ethical eating, others on environmental impacts, and then there's the cultural angle too. I wanted to share some thoughts in a chill way, like if I were just chatting with a friend over coffee. First off, when we talk about slaughter methods, what exactly are we referring to? Basically, it's how animals are killed for meat production. The debate circles around which methods are more humane or ethical, and frankly, which ones the public should be aware of or supported. Now, the most common conventional methods include stunning the animal before slaughter to minimize pain, like using electric stunning or captive bolt pistols. These are meant to render the animal unconscious before the actual killing. But here's where it gets complicated. Some argue that stunning can sometimes fail or be applied incorrectly, leading to unnecessary suffering. Others say that these practices, when done correctly, are as humane as possible within the context of meat production. On the other hand, you have so-called ritual slaughter methods, such as kosher or halal slaughter, which traditionally don't include stunning beforehand. Supporters of these methods argue from cultural and religious perspectives, claiming that these methods are respectful and even considerate of the animal's life. Critics, however, question whether animals really experience less pain when not stunned first. Then there's the whole clean meat or lab-grown meat angle, which is really shaking up the conversation. Clean meat is grown from animal cells without raising or slaughtering animals at all. This could be a game changer if it scales up effectively. It promises to eliminate animal suffering and reduce environmental damage. But it still faces hurdles like cost, public acceptance, and regulatory approval. Plus, some people wonder if it's really a natural way to eat or just another processed product. So putting all this together, we might ask, why does this debate matter? To answer that, I want to touch on some of the arguments for and against eating meat that often come up. On the for side, people emphasize tradition, nutrition, and preferences for the taste and texture of real meat. They also argue that with proper regulations and modern methods, slaughter can be done ethically without unnecessary suffering. On the against side, advocates of plant-based diets raise concerns about animal welfare, environmental sustainability, and human health. They often lean into sentiocentrism, the ethical viewpoint that giving moral consideration to animal sentience is essential. For them, any form of animal slaughter is problematic. It's interesting how these debates bring up bigger questions about ethical eating in general, not just, can we eat meat, but how should we relate to animals and food? This is where resources like Eat Meat or Don't come into play. This book really delves into the moral and practical considerations, giving a balanced look at both sides of the fence. In the end, the livestock slaughter methods debate isn't just about techniques or traditions. It's about values and what we prioritize as a society. Whether you're perfectly fine with meat eating, curious about clean meat, or leaning toward plant-based diets, it helps to understand the full picture. And maybe, just maybe, knowing a bit more about how animals are treated in the process can shape how we make choices at the grocery store or how we talk about ethics around the dinner table. If this topic resonates with you or sparks your curiosity, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great way to explore the ethical discussions around meat consumption with an open mind and maybe find your own path in the ongoing conversation about how we should be eating and why.